I'd like to address the issue of the interrelatedness and whether it's a question of fact or law, and I can simply say that I don't see that in the case law. The interrelatedness prong is found in KSR. Graham, of course, gives us the test for the obviousness determination, but it's admittedly somewhat metaphysical because it just tells you to look at the claims, look at the prior art, look at the differences, and consider the skill. One thing that hasn't been addressed here today is the level of skill in the art, and I submit that the references themselves tell you that it's pretty high and that the skill...
Was there a dispute below in terms of what the level of skill in the art is?
No, Your Honor. It did not come up at all. But I think that's common. I think the in prosecution, whether it's reexamination or regular prosecution, it's kind of taken for granted that the references are either relevant or not relevant, or either analogous or not analogous. And unless somebody submits a declaration, there isn't usually evidence on that
point. But you call out in your brief, right? You tell us that level of skill in the art is a skilled dental ceramist.
Well, the art pertains to making dental ceramics. The reference, you can tell from the background of the reference and the introductory parts that it's geared towards making a dental object. I mean, it would seem to be a dental ceramicist. And Serona's position is that that person has a high level of skill as evidenced by the numerous prior art references and the degree of technology that's involved. What's interesting, though, is that in the supplemental joint appendix that I received leave to file and did file, in the preliminary amendment filed by 3M, they submit an exhibit. And that exhibit comes from a general ceramics handbook. And it describes various processing steps, sintering, pre-sintering, et cetera. But it also discloses different categories of ceramics, whiteware, porcelain, and other types of ceramics. And if you look at that...
They don't mention teeth?
They don't explicitly mention teeth in there, other than the phrase...
They don't come close, as far as I could tell.
I'm sorry?
They either explicitly or any other way, they're not dealing with teeth.
I think that reference, the teeth, dental ceramic technology would fall within technical ceramics, is my understanding of that. And that's a broad term that in the reference, I think
but
it's...
Where does it say that? It doesn't say that in the additional filing. Does it say that elsewhere?
Say what, Your Honor?
Are you saying that this is in the additional filing that 3M provided?
In the attachment to the preliminary amendment, the exhibit that handbook.
Yeah, that doesn't mention teeth. That was my question.
Yes,
for
it
you.
Does not mention teeth, but it does mention technical ceramics, and it includes as examples things that it could be artwork, but it could also be more industrial or utilitarian objects as opposed to plates or something. My point is simply that 3M felt it was necessary to submit this general reference, and it shows you that the general technology of ceramics was known, and really that's what's being drawn on. My point is simply that dental ceramicists look at the same ceramic technology as do artists. I mean, this is not in the record, but the first crowns, porcelain crowns, had to come from somewhere. Well, they were made by porcelain manufacturers. Another point I would like to address is, let me go back. The interrelatedness point comes from KSR. It's a mixed question of fact and law, but I think this really speaks to the ultimate conclusion. And that ultimate conclusion of obviousness can be grounded on any of several different things. One can be common sense. One can be interrelatedness. Another can be the simple creativity and skill of the skilled person himself. A couple of other points with respect to the references. The 548 reference, 3M's counsel says, well, that's a doping process. Well, yes, iron oxide is added to the ceramic powder, and you can call that doping. But the relevance of the reference lies elsewhere. The relevance is that reference teaches making a pre-sintered ceramic and impregnating a porous ceramic object with a resin, which can include a colorant. From that sense, I think it makes the reference highly relevant to the claim at issue. One other point I'd like to raise, and that is, Your Honor asked the question about doesn't JP966 disclose all of the method steps? And I think 3M and the government concede that, except for the dental-specific purpose. The board doesn't really speak to that in a finding. Instead, the board says on A28 that Sirona did not persuasively demonstrate that a person of ordinary skill in the art would have predicted that the metal salt solutions of JP-966 would impart the same chemical or physical effects on dental products of the type here claimed. What physical and chemical effects could they be talking about? The materials are exactly the same as defined in the patent. The reference and the patent materials are identical. The coloring processes are identical. So it's a bit of a strange statement from the board because there are no physical or chemical differences, certainly not in the reference. There's nothing in the 694 patent that tells you some other property is required to make these things suitable for dental applications.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mr. Carpenter. Thank you, Ms. Stewart and Ms. Pettigrew. Case is taken under submission.